Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another beautiful weekend. As a young fella, I was kind of fascinated with superheroes. I know some of you were too, but not everybody. Let's go over a couple of those. Superman, Batman, and then the Incredible Hulk. Then you could add Spider-Man, and then there's that very unusual Doctor Strange. Well, these guys were all set out to save the world from evil. Superman could fly. The Incredible Hulk was so strong, he could bust through walls. Batman was super intelligent, and he could figure out and do just about everything. And you see, their focus really was to save the world from evil. But as an older person, let me admit it, I'm still fascinated by a superhero. But in this case, it's one superhero, and his name just happens to be Jesus Christ. And he is above all the superheroes. Matter of fact, he is the embodiment of all the superheroes. Jesus could fly. If you have questions about that, look at the ascension where he went into the sky in the clouds, and he will return in that exactly same way. So, as far as I'm concerned, he could fly. He could walk through walls, but he didn't have to bust through the wall. He could walk right straight through the wall and leave it undisturbed. Folks, that's super. He was super intelligent because he knew everything already, and he could look right into the heart of every person who ever lived. Yes, he is intelligent. And then there's that Doctor Strange who could do amazing magic. Well, look at Jesus. Jesus touched people who could not see and caused them to see. He reached down, or he told people who had never walked before, get up and walk. And they did just that. He even spoke to a man that was dead and said, get up. And out from the tomb come this corpse, all wrapped up, but the corpse is now alive. So Jesus really could do amazing things, but what he did wasn't magic. They were supernaturally. They were divinely inspired supernatural events. So I guess Jesus is bigger than all the superheroes, and he did come out to save the world from evil. Seemed like a common denominator. Well, John the Baptist also had this superhuman view of Jesus Christ. And we're going to take a look at that in just a few moments. So go with me over to John chapter 3. And we'll read, but first let's pray. Father, thank you for the day. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for the beautiful day. Thank you for who Jesus is. And help us as we get deeper and deeper into who he is and what he did. Help us just to understand him and love him more. In Jesus' name, amen. Now read verse number 31. The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is from the earth is earthly and speaks in earthly terms. The one who comes from heaven is above all. Notice that John the Baptist believed this so much, he repeated it twice so we wouldn't miss it. Jesus is above all. He's above all, including superheroes. He's above every human, bar none. Jesus is above governments, good ones and bad ones. Remember, the Bible said in the Old Testament, the heart of the king is in God's hands. Jesus is above all. He's above sicknesses. And should he choose, he can overcome and heal any sickness that he would choose to do. So, he's above sickness. And we also know that he had a huge part in the creation of all things, and he will be there when everything that we can know and see wraps up. I want you to go over with me to Hebrews chapter 1, verses 10 through 12. And in the beginning, Lord, you established the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will wear out like clothing. You will roll them up like a cloak, and they will be changed like clothing. But you are the same, and your years will never end. Jesus is above all. Now, there's a few more things in Hebrews chapter 1 that I want you to take a look at. Go with me to verses 1 and 2. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors by the prophets and at different times and in different ways. And in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. And God has appointed him heir of all things and made the universe through him. In the Old Testament, God spoke to us through his prophets. And in these last days, and we are living in the last days, God will speak to us through his Son. Let's let God explain that. Do you remember the time that Jesus went up on the mountain and the glory of God radiated all around him, and then Moses and Elijah showed up at that time? And they had this big discussion about what was about to soon happen to Jesus. That's the transfiguration. And Peter was a bit overwhelmed. And when he could finally speak, he says, let's make three tabernacles, one for Moses, one for Elijah, and one for Jesus. Sounds pretty good. But there's a problem. And God shows up on the scene to correct what Peter said. He said, this is my beloved Son. You hear him. So if we are to hear from God in these last days, we have only one source, and that is the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Well, why would God be so animated for you and I only to listen to Jesus? Well, verse number 3, the Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact expression of his nature, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. May I make it simple. When you look at Jesus, you see God in flesh. Let that sink in. Then he said, everything is sustained by the word of his power. When the birds sing, it's the power of Jesus. When the stars shine, they shine by the power of Jesus. When a whale breaches off the coast of Port Macquarie, it's the power of Jesus. When a human baby is born, it's the power of Jesus. No one can explain human life. It happens by the supernatural power of Jesus. So I guess John was right. Jesus is above all. But let me turn the corner. Jesus is from the beginning to end above all in the natural world and in the spiritual world. Now I want you to think about something. As a Christian, where does Jesus fit in your life? Where is he on your priority list? Is he first and foremost in your thinking? Does he take front and center when you go to make a decision, not only in the church, but in your personal life and in the lives of your family? Does Jesus have first place? Or, as John put it, is he above all? I believe most Christians are pretty comfortable with Jesus being Savior. But will we install him as Lord over our life? He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We're happy with that. But is he Lord over the life of Tony Sullivan, take that phrase and insert your name. Is he Lord over your name? You might as well go ahead and say that and then answer that question. But before we answer that question, let's define what the word Lord means. We don't use the word Lord unless you're an English aristocrat. Lord simply means boss or CEO, or someone who has ultimate authority or power or control of your life. Now, is Jesus Lord of your life? Is he Lord over mine? I must admit that can be really, really, really hard in our day because most of us want to do our own thing. But as Christians or disciples of Jesus, Jesus must be in that place. He must be Lord. I once heard a conversation with a young academic who was raised in a Christian home, and then he went off to university, and his beliefs were challenged, and he became a hard atheist. That happens all too often. And then this young fellow started following some pretty intelligent Christian apologists that started bringing him back to faith in Jesus Christ. But when he was starting to get close to turning his life over to Jesus, one of the apologists said, "Listen, don't become a Christian unless you are willing to go all the way and give Jesus everything. If you're not ready to do that, then you would be better off remaining an atheist." That's pretty strong words. The end of the story goes, the young fellow did give it all to Jesus and became a very strong Christian apologist himself. He's a true disciple of Jesus. So I guess when John says that Jesus is above all, he is above all, which we have seen today. But is he above all in your life? Is he your boss and CEO? Does he have ultimate authority in everything that's going on in your life? Well, that is a decision that all of us need to make. And in my opinion, that is the one key to true Christian discipleship, is to not only accept Jesus as Savior, but to place him as boss or CEO or Lord over our lives. Thank you, Father, for this opportunity to talk about Jesus again. I hope every single one of us have been challenged to place Jesus as Lord or ultimate authority in our lives. Lord, help us to make the right decision and become disciples of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.